are not under any spiritual curse if you are born again. We're talking about the curse of the law this week, and we're looking at some symptoms of the curse of the law. One we looked at yesterday is this feeling of, I've got no purpose. And then we answered that yesterday by saying, no, you have a purpose, because your main purpose is to have fellowship with Jesus Christ, your Lord. And that will reveal to you your secondary purpose. Today, a symptom is that we are hard on ourselves. This leads to guilt and insecurity. So let's look at this in Galatians 3:10 again. It says, for as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse. For it is written, cursed is everyone who does not continue in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them. But that no one is justified by the law in the sight of God is evident, for the just shall live by faith. You see, this feeling of I'm not good enough, and the reason for that is I'm hard on myself all the time, is because we have created the standard of living for ourselves. That is really the curse of human doing. I need to just perform the right way to feel affirmation. And you see, that kind of person, if that is you, you will walk out of a conversation and always say, I should have said that. Or you would think people took your words the wrong way. So you would be in this constant sense of guilt, and you will feel insecure in relationships and with people. And you know, that is because you're expecting too much from yourself. You've got almost like a standard of perfection for yourself. And you know, the law requires that for us to do all the things that are written in the book of the law. But it says the just shall live by faith, which means you can live responding to the Holy Spirit in you, and allow the Holy Spirit to work through you in relationships. Allow the Holy Spirit to work through you in your job. Allow the Holy Spirit to be the source of ideas and life and relationship. And so that's when you start living by faith. You're actually living by faith that there's a new creation in you which now lives instead of you. And then you won't be hard on yourself, because if the new creation does do a great thing, then you don't have to take affirmation for that, because it was Him. If you make a wrong choice, then sometimes you didn't follow it perfectly, but still your affirmation is Jesus and not what you are doing. And so we've got to get free from that curse of the law and not be so hard on ourselves. Hebrews 9:14 says, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered Himself without spot to God, cleanse your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? You see, you don't have to live under that dead works. You have the living God with you every day, and the Holy Spirit will show you just what to do. Always remember, you are highly favored and deeply loved.